Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at week's end, and we begin with foreign policy. As President Obama on Friday unveiling his Afghanistan strategy, the plan involves sending thousands of additional forces to the nation to help train its native security forces. Obama says it's important for the American people to remember that the terrorist threat remains very real.
The terrorists who planned and supported the 9/11 attacks are in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Multiple intelligence estimates have warned that Al-Qaeda is actively planning attacks on the United States homeland from its safe haven in Pakistan.
The president says over the recent months, the situation in Afghanistan and even in Pakistan has deteriorated to a level that concerns him greatly.
The world cannot afford the price that will come due if Afghanistan slides back into chaos or Al-Qaeda operates unchecked. We have a shared responsibility to act, not because we seek to project power for its own sake, but because our own peace and security depends on it.
The president says he's ordering another 4,000 military personnel to the region to help train Afghan forces. That's in addition to the 17,000 U.S. Army and Marine personnel he has already ordered there.
The terrorists who planned and supported the 9/11 attacks are in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Multiple intelligence estimates have warned that Al-Qaeda is actively planning attacks on the United States homeland from its safe haven in Pakistan.
The president also encouraging Congress to approve additional aid to neighboring Pakistan, more than $1 billion a year over the next 5 years. He warned that Al-Qaeda is a cancer that could destroy Pakistan from within. Total numbers of U.S. forces in Afghanistan will soon top 60,000. Pakistan, meanwhile, applauding Washington's latest surge in Afghanistan and promising to cooperate with the new policy. The country's foreign minister praised the Obama administration for having a very positive approach to the situation in the region. He adds that Pakistan is willing to play an active and constructive role in the U.S. plan because it feels its security is linked to Afghanistan's. Back to the financial crisis now, and CEOs for the biggest banks in America support President Obama's plans to rid them of toxic debt, but they haven't hammered out all the details yet. After meeting with the president in Washington, Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf said the basic message was, quote, "We're all in this thing together." Senior officials for the Obama administration had said the president would tell financial institutions to focus on long-term goals to help the country out of its economic troubles. Meanwhile, comments made by Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner are prompting new proposed legislation on Capitol Hill. During a Financial Services Committee hearing in the House of Representatives earlier in the week, Secretary Geithner denounced any effort towards a global currency, which had recently been suggested by the likes of Russia and China. But just a day later, in remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations, Geithner indicated he was open to the idea. Therefore, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has introduced a bill that would, quote, bar the dollar from being replaced by any foreign currency. The Treasury Secretary has since clarified his comments, saying that he is, in fact, opposed to any sort of new global currency. President Obama, meanwhile, planning to unveil his vision for the future of troubled automakers General Motors and Chrysler on Monday. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says an auto task force is meeting that day, and he believes decisions are winding down. GM and Chrysler have submitted restructuring plans to the government as a condition of receiving billions of dollars in federal loans. Both have requested more money. At the same time, the Obama administration is requiring model year 2011 cars to get an average of 30.2 miles per gallon. It's the first increase in fuel efficiency standards for passenger cars. Larger 2011 vehicles like SUVs, vans, and pickup trucks will need to get 24.1 miles per gallon. Estimates are that the new standards could save almost 900 million gallons of fuel and will cost the auto industry $1.4 billion to implement. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, meanwhile, says TV ads made by a group trying to convince moderate Democrats to support President Obama's budget aren't helpful. Americans United for Change started running the ads in states like Alaska, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina, telling residents to call lawmakers and offer their support on the president's budget. But Reid told reporters on Friday the ads are not helpful to his leadership or the Democratic caucus, and he wants the senators to be left alone. Ironically, Americans United for Change has been running ads in Nevada supporting Reid as he plans to run for re-election in 2010. Meanwhile, inside the president's budget plan, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber will consider health care legislation, including an option for a government-run program that would compete with private insurers. She says, quote, "This is a big agenda, and I believe it should have a public option in it for it to be really substantial." Pelosi says the democratically controlled House will be aggressive in its approach to a health care overhaul, which is a centerpiece of the Obama agenda. The top Republican on the Senate Finance Committee, Charles Grassley of Iowa, called Pelosi's idea of a government-run option, quote, "a deal breaker." And stocks were down on the final day of trading this week. On Friday, the Dow posting a loss of 148 points to close at 77.76. The Nasdaq off 42 to 1545. The S&P 500 lower by 17 points to 816. And the White House is monitoring rising waters along the Red River in North Dakota and Minnesota. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says federal officials are working closely with local experts. Forecasts now say the Red River could crest at 43 feet, shattering previous records. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, a look at the unique joy of baseball spring training with Radio America's own Jim Roberts. And when we come back on the program, Dr. Waleed Faris on the Obama strategy in Afghanistan. Stay with us.